Think you know how to party? Well, science does. In fact, there are nerds out there that spend their whole lives researching the ins and outs of sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
But don't take this nerd's word for it. In the Party Science Podcast, we break down the research behind a good time and a great time.
I'm Dr. Joel Rindelob, a real-life scientific researcher.
And I'm comedian Courtney Dawson, a real-life party girl.
And together, we talk to world experts in psychedelics.
Look at topics like the physiology of squirting and show you how science parties harder than you thought possible.
Stay tuned every Wednesday for a new episode scientifically proven to rock your dome.
This is a Frank Podcast.
G'day, Tifana. Hey, it's to me here for your fuck out of here Friday. Last week we talked about Easter eggs. Got a lot of people in the DMs agreeing this week. People in the DMs loved the fact that I kept it 100, that it is just a commercial thing, and we hardly get any of that. We hardly get any chocolate when you think about it. I'm still on the tangent there, but if you think about how much actual chocolate you get in there, that's what somebody texts me. So if you actually think about how much chocolate you get in there, it works out to about maybe a bar and a half, maybe two. Maybe two and a... Maybe, I don't know. But thank you, everybody. It is Fuck Outta Here Friday for us coming off the back of WrestleMania. For those people that aren't into wrestling, you're probably going to turn off by now. It's been nearly a minute of talking. There you go. It's a minute. So thanks for the view. Thanks for the 1 minute. You're probably out of here by now. But for this Fuck Outta Here Friday, we're talking about those people that hate wrestling. Those people that are just... They see the wrestling and they go, that's not real. Of course it's not real. Neither are your eyelashes. Okay, so get out of my DMs. Neither is your hope for a better day. It's all fake. That's the same as you, okay? Let us enjoy the fact that wrestling is a soap opera for us, okay? It's like Shortland Street. It's like all of it's that level. You watch your Coronation Street, Nana. Let me watch The Rock take on Cody Rhodes. Let me watch Roman Reigns out here. I enjoyed myself so much for WrestleMania. I was so locked in. I was locked into the fact that he had to finish a story, all of that stuff. But it's those people that go, why do you even like that for? They have the mental age of a 13-year-old, okay? Let people enjoy what they enjoy. Don't judge. I'm not judging people on, you know, let's say somebody's having a vape, okay? I'm not going to go, ugh, why are you vaping for? Ugh, you shouldn't be vaping. It's not good for you. It's not real smoke. It's not a cigarette. But why you... Shut up. Don't worry. Don't worry. It's got nothing to do with you. Let me walk around in my NWO t-shirt and my Shawn Michaels shorts. Okay? Just let me be me. You don't have to be involved in my living. But yeah, that one... And that's the other word too. This is another thing that really gets me. And listen, I'm not the biggest like wrestling guy. I'm not. I love wrestling. When I was growing up, wrestling was life for me. Watching the Attitude Era, which was like Shawn Michaels and The Rock and all that, and D-Generation X and the NWO, and that was life to me. I was like, yeah, every Friday and Saturday, I would just be locked in. What's going to happen this week? I want to know. I'd be on the very early internet and going, what happened on Nitro this week? And I was so locked in. And now it's a little bit different. I'm kind of over it at the moment, but I think this WrestleMania has kind of brought it up. But you know, you don't need to hate on me. You don't need to hate on people that love their stuff. I would love to bring this up also. This is like a side quest to my Fuck Outta Here Friday. The people that watch anime, leave them alone, and stop calling them cartoons. Okay, stop it. Leave people alone. I don't watch anime. I'm not an anime. I kind of want to. I'm kind of curious about it. But I'm not like, oh, what a nerd. ugh, I'm not going to do that because that's their love. And I think today in 2024, you get a lot of that, ugh, cringe. Oh, that was so cringe. Shut the fuck up. Let people love what they love. If you're into collecting stamps, chair, mean. You collect all the stamps you can. Stamp them up. We support you. We love you. But you won't get me going, ugh, dumb. And why can't people just take an interest too? Why can't people go, you're into wrestling? Cool. Let's see what this is about. Like, tell me the most exciting part of it for you. Tell me exactly why being at WrestleMania, spending all that money to fly overseas to watch that, why is that so important to you? And how can I get in on that? Because I would like to come. You have a nice a date with the opposite gender or the same gender. It's totally up to you. You have a date, you go out. Right, you know what I'm saying? And then all this, you're like, oh, what are you into? And you turn over and the person, and you know, oh, what are you into? And they just say, I'm into sneakers. I'm into photography. I'm into video games. I'm into cooking. I'm into baking. And if you, instead of going, oh, I'm not into that. Oi, it's not fucking about you. Okay? How about you just go, man, that's really interesting. I would love to know a little bit more about that. And it might not actually be interesting to you, but that makes the other person feel better about themselves. And isn't that why we're all here on this earth? To enjoy other people's, you know, joy? Give other people joy? Shit. We can grab a joy from whenever we want, but if we're not giving it out, it's kind of ratchet. But no, I thoroughly enjoyed WrestleMania. For those wrestling people that are still listening in, it was a roller coaster. The Rock came back. Undertaker, oh, spoils. Undertaker popped out. If you haven't seen it already, finish the story, as they said. But I think the actual art of wrestling is in there, and it's fun and it's great. But it's the story. They tell such amazing, intricate stories, and it really makes you go, oh, this is awesome. I like that. I'm running solo today. Regan is busy. Regan's a busy guy, but we're going to get, the cool thing about this is we're going to get different guests in just periodically, just put them in here and there and see what they are. And there might be some solos just like this one. But the main thing is that you're enjoying it, you're sharing it, and you're liking it and everything like that. So that's the main thing. I personally want to say a huge thank you to Elisa, who we had on the show on Monday and Wednesday as well. Elisa was amazing. She told her how it is. She went straight in there. So so proud of to have, and I say this, fuck, I probably say this every week now, but having a platform where I can sit there and I can kind of go, cool, man, like, fucking talk your shit, and let's see what's up. Some things that actually Friday is a good place where I can kind of debrief on what happened on the Monday. Was it, or something that I learned? Something that I learned too from Elisa is that, you know, like, no matter what happens in your life, you can still just start over. You know? This is what I was really kind of cool about. And yeah, it was with, you know, OnlyFans for her, and then it was what, SheFresh, but you know, she worked in the correctionals department and just went, nah, fuck it. I'm just gonna do something different. That pivot is important. Sometimes people forget that we have a pivot button and that pivoting could be an option. We always get that, oh, it's, you know, don't quit mentality. You fucking can't quit. Maybe it's not quitting. Maybe it's pivoting in a different direction. Like, if you're just stopping all at once and it's kind of like, maybe not. Maybe we could have gone for a little bit longer. But actually pivoting, actually going, no, I'm going to use these skills to create something else. It's something we all forget about, man. It's so hard to just go, to forget about that. It's so easy to just go, no, I'm not going to quit. And I'm not talking about, quitting at the gym or something like that. I'm talking about career-wise or, pathways that you have for your life. Sometimes it's really tough to just go have that conversation with yourself and go, is this what I want to do? And should I pivot? Should I change it? Should I go somewhere else? Should I do this? Should I do that? And sometimes like that, I've had conversations with this off air too, but it's the allure of the consistent salary. But if you have something that you're just so passionate about, that's what you want to do, and you feel that you could build this into something that could help you in the future, then why not, man? You only live once. That was my mindset too, is I only live once. So I better go for it, eh? I better fucking get the fuck out of here with that shit. You know, of staying in that one spot in life and being happy with it. Sometimes you got to find where to progress and how to get further, how to go further along. But that's a hard conversation to have with yourself. But I'm so thankful. Like legit, I'm so thankful for people that have really stuck with me through this potty. And like I had an old podcast and I had a bit of a following on that. And it's cool to hear the ones that actually fuck with it and then go through and enjoy this one. It is a bit different. I'm not doing the old Nardwuar shit anymore, you know? But it's fun. It's heaps of fun to do, and I'm so glad that you guys are here to ride with me, man, because it is a lonely ride. I'm trying to bring up my there we go. So I've got a message that I'm gonna share. And this is from my good friend Katie, okay? My good friend Katie that messages me, and she listens to all the podcasts, and she really gets it. She said, I've got to go back. Appreciate your support. She's an amazing interviewer. If anybody, and she's probably like, stop fucking shouting me out. Okay, but for your reference is what it is. She's just an amazing one. I know you know, but you deserve to always hear how fucking great you are. See what I'm saying? Like, this is the kind of things you are. And this is, especially with the shit that no one wants to properly hear. And that's about the podcast with Elisa. No one wants to properly talk about. And it probably would have been easier to just do the viral and the soundbite shit. But you don't do that at all, Tim, because you're all about connection. And I respect that. And that's how I try to be. But yeah, you shush right there, sis. I actually didn't read the end of that. But you imagine if I went into that podcast and I was like, so tell us, like, say the most outlandish bullshit. Like, you know, like, oh, fuck, bro, have you done this, sis? Like, I'm not about that life. We're all people, and the last thing that I want is to go viral for being a filthy dickhead, you know? And yeah, and that viral sound, each to their own. If that's your jam, that's your jam. But I wanted to create, and this is what I'm always doing with this potty, I'm creating a platform to just be like, this person's great. This person is honestly a good person, and I'm going to use this little platform that I have to put this person in a light. And that's what I did with Elisa, and I'm so glad that I did. Anyway, you know the deal. You know that cringy shit I got to say, subscribe and all that stuff. But make sure that you I got to do it, man. Call to action. It works, all right? If you haven't already, you better like this bloody podcast. You better give me a review. You better do it, eh? Hey, you better bloody do it. Have a great weekend. Just want to say, if you're not doing anything on Saturday, Super Rugby All Picky. Super Rugby All Picky is the finals on this week between the Chief Manawa and the Blues. These wahine are absolutely amazing. It's live on TikTok, and I'm not getting paid for this shit either. Okay, so you know, watch it, or even just put your stream up. Do a couple of comments. Go girls, up the Blues, up the Manawa. It's up to you, and support that shit, man. Come on now. It's been so long We are Wahine have been pushed to the side, and this is so important. Some amazing players too. Ruby Tui's playing. Caitlin Vahakolo is playing. She's amazing too. Man, should be a good one. Okay, enjoy it, everybody. I love you guys. And make sure you text your mum or your dad or your aunties or your uncles and tell them that you love them as well, eh? We'll catch you guys on Monday. Oh, actually, Monday is The Movement. We've got The Movement on Monday. Amazing podcast. Very moving. Very, man, there was times there I wanted to have a bit of a cry. But I didn't. But anyway, love you guys. Take care.
Frank Podcast.
Hello, we're Ellie, Chris, and Guy from the Extremely Casual Gamers Podcast. We're a casual gaming podcast for the everyday gamer.
We chat everything gaming from PlayStation to Xbox to Nintendo to PC, but not like full-on stuff, like super chill stuff, casual stuff, like, oh, if you had to date a video game character, who would you date? Even if you're just gaming on your mobile, we want to hang out with you, and we've got awesome giveaways for you to win.
Join us every Thursday for a brand new episode. Just search Extremely Casual Gamers wherever you get your podcasts.